KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for skies to be variably cloudy today with occasional scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A man from California was arrested Wednesday afternoon in western Iowa on attempted murder charge. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said yesterday 27-year-old Edgard Castillo of Vallejo, California, was arrested at a weigh station off westbound Interstate 80 at around 2:10 p.m. following an incident that occurred earlier at a car wash just south of I-80 on the north side of Walnut. Danker said the two men came into the Econo Lodge in Walnut asking for help after one of the men, 22-year-old Gustavo Cervantes Romero of Vallejo, California, had been stabbed 11 times both in the chest and back.
Our deputies responded, DOT officers responded, and Avoca Police Department responded. We located the victim. According to him, he was riding in a vehicle. There's three males. He was riding a vehicle with the perpetrator and the other male. Apparently got into some type of disagreement as they were traveling on Interstate 80. They made a decision to pull off and get some food at the come and go there, right off the interstate.
Danker says after they grabbed some food at that convenience store, they went across the street to a car wash parking lot.
The perpetrator apparently used a can of bear spray and sprayed the victim and then stabbed him approximately 11 times. The victim and the other male in the vehicle got out and went into the hotel, and they called for help.
Romero was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic and then flown to an Omaha hospital where he was last reported to be in stable condition. The suspect, Castillo, took off and traveled west on I-80 before pulling off of the weigh station near mile marker 44, where he attempted to hide his vehicle among the semis parked there.
The DOT officers and a trooper were able to locate him. We sent a deputy there, and we tried to talk to him. He did not want to. We got an interpreter, and he did not want to speak with us through Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They were able to run his fingerprints, and we were able to get him identified.
The other man in the car, Manuel Ortega of Vallejo, California, was charged with offenses unrelated to the stabbing. Castillo had warrants out of California for being a fugitive from justice. Bond on those warrants and the attempted murder charge were $100,000 each. The Union County Sheriff's Office said Thursday that officials of the city of Lorimore had reported earlier this week that sometime after last Friday afternoon, someone broke into the city's maintenance building. Damage to the door was estimated at $200. No items other than some receipts were reported missing as of last report. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says four people were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. 46-year-old Brian Robert Vanderpool of Tabor was arrested at the Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of a no-contact or protective order, contempt of court, and theft in the third degree. 69-year-old Alvin Horgdahl of Henderson was arrested for interference with official acts, and 56-year-old Kelly Joe Horgdahl, also of Henderson, was arrested on a governor's warrant. Alvin Horgdahl was being held on a $300 bond, while Kelly Horgdahl was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 41-year-old Sean Joseph Cecil of Omaha was arrested Wednesday at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a charge of forgery. His bond was set at $5,000. Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet this morning at 8:30 in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic. Among the things on their agenda is a report from Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen with regard to a request made for a zoning change pertaining to Dollar General in rural Griswold, and they're expected to act on the abatement of taxes for parcels owned by the cities of Atlantic and Oneida. A nursing team at the Atlantic Medical Center recently held a special food drive to help out kids in the Atlantic community. The nursing team collected a number of goods which were given to the Atlantic Community School District to help with their backpack program. That provides non-perishable goods to students in need to take home over the weekend. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund has donated $500 to District Special Olympic Bowling Event, which will take place October 5th and 6th in Atlantic. Fund spokesperson Melanie Petty said over 250 bowlers will head to the Super Bowl between Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th. Ages 8 to 21 will bowl that Friday, and those over 21 will bowl on that Saturday. Around 50 volunteers work with the Special Olympics, so the event is made possible. The TFRED Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and Petty says they're happy to make this happen. The Cass County Conservation Board has several events scheduled over the next couple of days. Today, the board will host the Mysterious Monarchs program at Lake Anita State Park Campground Loop beginning at 4:30. The event will also be held tomorrow at the Cold Springs State Park Campground Shelter beginning at 4:30. And the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Movie in the Park campground program this evening in the campground shelter at Cold Springs State Park in Lewis. The movie is Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, which begins at 9:30 this evening. You're asked to bring a blanket or a chair to the show and a dress for the weather. If it rains, the movie will be rescheduled to Sunday at 9 p.m. You do not have to be a registered camper to attend the show. And for more information on those and other Cass County Conservation Board events, you can check out their webpage or call Cass County Naturalist Laura Canning at 712-769-2372. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.